supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Prepare for a pre-spring spring ahead this Sunday. Let's turn to the calendar with Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Ah, daylight saving time, but what's this? Looking at the calendar last Friday, all eyes in the city were on Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Congratulations and explanation, please.
Thank you very much for the congratulations, Dave. Well, it's an interesting thing that happened to me last Friday. I was recognized by Mayor Kenny of the city for the work that I've been doing in astronomy, space education, science education during my career at Franklin Institute. But actually, this comes as the result of a project that I was involved in last summer. A group of upper elementary school students in Delaware are authors. They write books about people of influence. And so they chose to write about me. Tough for me to say, but happy to work with the kids. So they wrote the book, had it published, and this is a project that they do pretty frequently. And the books that are written are published and then distributed throughout the Delaware State Library system. So as a result of me being chosen to be one of the subjects, they wrote a book about me. It's now available through the Delaware Library system, and word got through to the city, and the city thought it might be appropriate to recognize my work and connection with this book. Although I have to say, while I really do appreciate the recognition for what I do, it really is about the kids that wrote the book and my desire to want to support them as they grow and learn what their capabilities are.
I'm here to say that you've inspired kids of all ages to look aloft, lo, these many decades. And what's more exciting than the thought of more manned missions to the moon? There are now at least two players, SpaceX and NASA.
The new administration sent out a directive to NASA asking them to initiate a study to determine if the first test flight of NASA's new heavy lift launch vehicle called Space Launch System, it's scheduled for late 2018, if that could be converted into a manned circumnavigation of the moon.
Quite a challenge. So far, there isn't room for that overhead bag.
Oh boy, it's more than that. You know, right now, the way the capsule is built, the Orion capsule, it has no life support systems in it at all. And construction of that capsule for that first test mission has already been going on. So it would have to be retrofitted to be able to accommodate crew. But looking at this a little bit more realistically, this is only a request for a study to be made about what the feasibility would be.
Have we now again prioritized going to the moon before going on to Mars?
You know, nothing's really clear at all. Ambitious plan, yes, but it muddies the water because where now do you put the dollars, the few dollars that NASA has? Or will NASA's budget be raised accordingly on a mission that includes humans? The last thing you want to do is drive up the risk by reducing the amount of time for engineering development and testing or not having adequate funding to do all the testing that needs to be done.
We could devote an entire day talking about the challenges for science and, in this case, astronomy trying to advance within the context of a political season. Let's put that aside, though, and look at what's happening on the calendar. Daylight saving time.
Thank goodness the clockwork nature of the universe continues to operate flawlessly and without the interference of politics or humans. Yes, coming up on Sunday at 2 a.m., we'll move our clocks forward 1 hour and we'll move into daylight saving time.
So it's not completely devoid of politics. It was Congress that mandates this date.
Yes, you're right. There is some politics in this because it was not quite a decade ago that Congress decided to shift the dates of the change of time around both spring and fall in an effort to try to determine whether or not altering the start and end of daylight saving really could have an effect on energy consumption and savings. So that's going to be a very long-term study to determine what is the right time if we're saving by moving the time around. But nonetheless, it still is a harbinger that spring is on its way.
Though there's only a week or so left where we can enjoy the skies darkening earlier, what is available to be seen in the night sky this week?
Lots of really great stuff in the evening sky just after sunset. We find Venus and Mars. Venus still dominates the southwestern sky immediately after sunset. Mars right along with it, so you can find those two without any problem. by 9:30 in the evening, Jupiter has risen above the eastern horizon, well up in the east by 11 p.m. And if you stay up really late or get up very early in the morning, let's do that instead. If you're out in the morning before 6 a.m., you'll be able to see the two largest planets of our solar system, Jupiter and Saturn, over in the southeastern portion of the sky about a half an hour before sunrise. So lots of great stuff to be seen, the four best planets of the solar system, easily.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.